and other animals walk around.
Call that the pasture.
The pasture. Okay. Have you ever used the term barnyard?
Yeah, man, yeah, barnyard. But that's back in those days. You didn't know all those proper words.
All right. What would you call a place where you let them go out the grave?
Let them go out the grave. Out in the pasture.
All right. Was this fenced in?
Oh yeah, fenced in.
All right. Have you ever been around where they were raising cotton?
You mean cotton field?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
All right. Now, tell me what kind of work goes on in a cotton field.
Well, people put on the cotton sack, pick cotton. It used to be $50 a hundred, $75 a hundred pounds.
To have to pick so many 100 pounds,
yeah,
to make
pay so much a pound.
Okay.
You're back down to 50. Some of them pay $50 or 50 cents a hundred. Some $1 a hundred.
What do you call grass that grows up in a cotton field where you don't want it?
Moody grass, crab grass, and all that.
What kind of grass?
Moody grass.
Oh, okay. All right. Cotton and corn grow in a what? What does cotton and corn grow in?
Growing in the ground and field.
All right. And tobacco is grown in a what?
In the field.
What kind of field?
Tobacco field.
All right. What things would you say were grown in a patch?
In a patch?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'd be strawberries, different things like that.
All right.
Tater patch.
Okay. What kind of fences do you have around the yards and gardens? Do you have a fence around your yard?
We have a fence around the garden, you know. It's called garden fence, put up fence, keep the chickens and things from going in the garden, eating the garden.
All right. But even now, what kind of fences do people have around the gardens, around the yard?
Some of them have big wire fence, some of them don't have none.
Okay. Do you have different names for different kinds of little wooden fences?
No, all I know is fences.
Just a fence.
It's a fence.
Have you ever heard the word paling fence?
Oh yeah. They got paling fence and wire fence.
A slab fence?
Slab fence.
Okay. Now, what do you call the kind of fence that you can injure cattle on? You know, you put it there and when they try to go across it, it'll bother them. What kind of fence?
Barbed wire fence.
All
right. Barbed wire fence.
Okay. Can you name any other fences made of wood?
Yeah. Rail fence. Put your rail, you know, for the wire fence to come out there, people need to go in the wood and cut rail all about 15, 20 foot long, build a really big rail fence all around.
Okay.
Out of wood.
Have you ever heard the word Virginia fence used?
No, I ain't.
Worm fence?
Worm fence?
Worm fence.
No, I ain't
heard that. Yeah, never heard those terms.
No,
when you set up a barbed wire fence, you must dig holes for the what?
Dig holes for the posts.
All right.
Sometimes you dig over the posts, and sometimes a tree will be in the line of the barbed fence and name it on the tree.
All right, what would you call a fence or wall made of loose stone or rock you might remove from a field?
Why you call made of stone or rock?
Yeah, right, a fence made of stone or rock.
You call that a rock fence.
All right. Have you ever used the word stone wall?
Yeah, stone wall, brick wall.
If you want to make a hen start laying, what do you put in her nest to fool her?
I don't know.
All right, let me try it again. What term would you use in describing your best dishes? Best dishes in your china, in your cabinet.
All I know, plates and saucers.
But your better ones, the ones you don't eat out often. Do you have a name?
That's company dishes.
They're company dishes, okay.
Yeah.
If you have a nice tea set, you say it is made out of what? A nice tea set.
I don't know, man. Like the rest of my brother on special set.
Okay. What would you use to carry water in?